Friday night. They're going to take on the Dakota Wizards. You're going to the game, man.
Awesome, thanks.
All right, congratulations to you, and we'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow morning. Connie, this morning, Bracketology, NCAA tournament coming up. We do this every single year.
That's right, and we have invited two of our favorite friends to join us. Ethan O'Brien, former UNR player. Give it up for Ethan. Mike Atkinson is also here. Mike
hold
is from
class, hold
no, no, no. Come on now, Elite Pro Performance National Consultant, also with Sierra Strength and Speed, a former Washington National.
You guys used to play against each other because, of course, Washington National, and when you played for the Harlem Globetrotters.
For the Globetrotters, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a little friendly rivalry going.
It's not much of a rivalry.
Did you? Yeah, really. I was like this. You won every time, yeah, so you win hands down. You're the winner.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's no robbery unless the other team wins.
Did you ever Did you ever like run in and like just kind of, hey, Ethan, I'll throw on the uniform. Like, I want to be a Globetrotter for a second.
Never, never. That would go against everything I believe in as a Washington General.
What, losing all the time?
Oh,
all
God,
the time. Too funny. All the time.
All right. So of
did
course.
Did you ever have that? Let me ask you this. Did you ever have that situation where it's like you guys huddle up in a locker room? It's kind of like, you know, it really sucks losing every night. I think we're actually going to try to win a game. Did you guys ever have that conversation in the locker room?
We definitely tried to win a few, and to no avail. To no avail.
No. You know what's crazy is I know Mike since he was a fourth grader. And I actually worked with Mike. I'm not going to say I taught him how to play basketball.
He helped a lot, though.
But I worked with Mike since he was a fourth grade. And then, you know, Mike thought he could have been a Globetrotter because that was the time Mike thought he was blacker than I was. I mean, Mike come, you know, we do workout. And I used to work Mike out at the university when I played at Nevada. But Mike come in, he's got the Carolina shirt, Carolina shorts, the Carolina headband, wristband. Now, he looked good. He had $1,000 worth of clothes on. But he just had the swag a long time ago.
Swag before swag was hip.
It was cool. Yeah. Well, we appreciate the fact that you guys come in and explain how this all works to us as we head into March Mayhem. And it's all about picking the teams. I guess, Bill, why don't you start it off? Because we were talking about this
what
off the air.
What do you mean, air. Why do I
no,
start
no,
it off?
No, I mean this. We just had this conversation off the air. I mean, obviously, we would love to be here talking about Nevada.
I put the bracket down in front of Trey, and Trey stepped 10 feet back from it. It's like he's afraid of it.
I mean, obviously, Mike and I had talked about this. We were all pumped up, and we wanted Nevada to be in this. I mean, what are you feeling right now with this loss, Ethan? I mean, is it?
Oh, y'all won't put me on the spot.
Oh, yeah. See, that's my job.
I love Nevada. I played my college ball there. But they needed to win the tournament to get in.
Right.
So at the end of the day.
And that wasn't a big surprise to everybody. I mean,
no.
They were saying that going in that they needed to win this tournament to make it to that next step. And pretty much when they lost on Friday night, it was like popping a balloon.
Yeah, I mean, they had a good year, but, you know, you're looking at 10 teams that could have the same argument about them not getting into the tournament. Some of them with a lot better cases, Drexel being one. I mean, Drexel won, I think, 21, 22 games in a row.
Yeah, in a row.
I mean,
end of the year, too.
Yeah, and, I mean, just a great team.
What is more exciting for you guys? Do you like, I mean, is this what you live for, NCAA ball? Is this what you like more than, you know, say the Final Four? I mean, is that?
I think anytime, you know, money's on the line, the game's on the line, championships are being played, it's exciting for the fans, exciting for the coaches and players. Same with the NBA playoff system and the format there. So it's exciting time. Anytime you're playing for a championship, it's fun to watch the emotion.
Are there more basketball teams than there are football teams? Because there's a buttload of teams on this piece of paper.
I don't even think you fit it all the way on the
paper.
Yeah,
you got 68 teams here, Trey. And the difference between basketball and college football is we actually have a playoff system in college basketball in place, a tournament system, where in college football it's a bowl system. There's not necessarily a playoff format to give one national champion.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's all broken up into, you know, north or east or whatever.
You're right.
But there are more Division I basketball teams in the country than there are Division I football teams. Okay.
So what exactly is a bracket?
You know, a bracket is basically a 16-seeded team format. We base it in regions for the NCAA tournament. And each region is considered a small bracket and creates one giant bracket of 68 teams.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I get that. You got that, Bill?
Yeah, I think I could figure that part of it out. It's when you start talking about what team is going to win, beat what
team.
When you
get down to it. I mean,
that's why I'm starting to go with the Connie's terminology, working out of the color
like
of the uniform.
And I was noticing, too, guys, that this year I've heard that neon uniforms are making a big comeback and that they're, like, was it a Baylor, I think, is going to be sporting a neon uniform for this NCAA tournament. I like the neon, and maybe I'll just go for them. I think I'm going Baylor all the way.
Well,
I like the it's green. It's cute. It's a cute little uniform.
They are sweet uniforms. I actually saw them wear those uniforms when they beat with the Kansas in the tournament. Yeah, they brought out those uniforms. Sweet uniforms.
Yeah, I it would be a little hard, bright, distracting. You know, you try to go up for a shot, and it's like, whoa, hey,
yeah, it's
lights.
A little different viewing it in HD, Connie.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's hard to see the guys on the floor. It could be distracting for the other team.
Oh, so there's actually like a rhyme or reason behind this, not just that they think that fluorescent colors are sporty and cool.
You never know. Any advantage those coaches can get.
Interesting.
Speaking of the tournament, we got teams playing tonight, and with a little Nevada flavor, two teams that played Nevada this year, BYU and Iona, are going to play each other tonight.
Okay.
And I think that'll
like a party.
Be something important for us Nevada fans to watch and see how we could have matched up maybe with one of those teams in the tournament.
Doesn't that sound like a party? BYUona or whatever? Yeah. Like bring your own beer.
I know. Like, I'm going to be bringing beer to the games.
Can I ask you a question? I mean, Ethan, you play in any situations, and you as well. And is it one of those things when you play in a tournament like this and you're, you know, because normally when you play a game, you get a couple of days off. One of the things that they were talking about last week with the WAC tournament, it was more like a marathon because you had to go on and play a game. Then the next night you had to play again. And it just
is that part
breaks
of the
down
strategy
your body,
of
doesn't
the,
it?
Of the game?
You know what? When you're that age, I think, I mean, that's the way you want it. I mean, I never had a problem with it as a player, former player. I mean, I used to like that format because as a kid growing up, when you play for your AAU teams or whatever, when you go to tournaments, that's how it's done. Sometimes you play two games in one day, but normally it is, you know, a game every day. So I think the way it's set up now, it's really good. I wouldn't change it.
I'll tell you what, I don't know anything about basketball per se, but what I do love about the NCAA tournament is that I feel like when you watch those games, like you watch today, you watch BYU, these guys, this is like make it or break it. Some of these guys, the last time they may ever play basketball. So for me, what I like about the tournament is that these are the best of the best. They are playing their hearts out. There's no money involved. There's no, this is about, I want to do the very best.
Well, they're playing to get to that next step.
Right. I think there's a different, like, I'm not saying that the Final Four isn't fun to watch, but I think there is a different mentality.
Yeah, definitely. The first couple bracket games, you know, the first rounds of the tournament have a little more emotion involved because you have the underdog and the Cinderella, you know, hoping for that big win to take it, play one more game of their career because they're not guaranteed that NBA spot. Mm-hmm. You know, there's multiple first-seeded teams in this bracket that'll have four or five NBA players eventually.
Well, let's take a break and we'll come back because I want to talk about the five biggest stories, the dramas. Like, what are we looking for? What's going to be the games that we just can't miss?